Aloha and welcome to Kapiko Podcast. I'm Kyle Galdera with Kamehameha Schools Communications. Mahalo for joining us. This is our first in-person Kapiko Podcast since the whole COVID-19 pandemic began. So it's kind of nice to get into this new normal that we're living in. And we really appreciate you tuning in to this episode. And for those of you who are just getting used to this podcast and the broadcast that we put out on our KS YouTube channel, you can catch us here as well as in the Imua newsroom at ksbe.edu. So mahalo for tuning in. And on today's episode, we're joined by Esther Kia'aina. She's a KS Kapalama graduate and the current Honolulu City Council vice chair, as we get into this 2021 year. So mahalo, Esther, for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
And, you know, you have such a busy schedule. We really appreciate your time. And throughout this podcast, we showcase some of the innovative leadership and other tactics, including education and other sorts of things that Native Hawaiians are doing to really uplift our communities and build OEV leaders. So what a great example of an OEV leader here today in Esther. And let's start off, if you can tell me, Esther, about your career and kind of how you got into politics and what you hope to accomplish.
Well, thank you so much for the question. You know, I have to admit, I'm a little bit of a political nerd. I've actually been involved in, political government from elementary school days. And when I was at Kamehameha Schools, I had the good fortune of interning during my junior year for Representative Milton Hope, wow, who represented Kalihi. And my classmate, Keawe Chang, actually interned for Representative Calvin Say. And Calvin Say happens to be a newly elected member to the city council and one of my colleagues.
Yeah.
And so I serve with him on the budget committee, and he is my vice chair for the Committee on Housing and the Economy. So life has a circular way of coming back at you. So I was able to learn about the state government during high school. I represented Kamehameha Schools at Girls Nation in Washington, D.C. I was one of two selected, and that was the first time I got a taste for the federal government. And I was so intimidated during that time frame that I vowed that I would never go back to Washington, D.C. again. Mm-hmm. And of course, ironically, I went back after college. And I started off as a volunteer intern for Senator Inouye and worked my way up throughout the years. I was in D.C. for 24 years, having the honor to work on a lot of issues for our Hawaiian community with Senator Akaka. Mm-hmm. I served as chief of staff for Congressman Ed Case and Congressman Robert Underwood of Guam. And of course, I served President Obama overseeing our nation's territories in the Caribbean and the Pacific. So been very, very blessed to have been able to serve the people of Hawaii and the Pacific region during my tenure in D.C. Mm-hmm. And now I'm back home. I run a nonprofit organization that advances economic development in the region. And I was approached in 2019 by members of the Kailua community to consider running for the city council. And at first I thought they were crazy. And then when they told me, but you already help people.
Right.
So what's the difference? You may not be as familiar with the counties, the state and federal governments, but the fact of the matter is you deal with quality of life issues on a day-to-day basis, and we think that it is the right fit for you. And lo and behold, I talked to a lot of friends who said, we've been wanting to tell you that all this time, but we were too scared to let you know that. And we ran a hard-fought campaign, and I'm just delighted to be able to be here to serve with five of us that are newly elected. Mm-hmm. And I would never have envisioned that our leadership would have three Kamehameha alumni at the helm.
Yeah.
So very excited.
That's awesome. And I'm glad you mentioned Councilmember Say, because we're actually recording this podcast in Councilmember Kia'aina's office, which is just across the hall from Councilmember Say. So that brings me to my next question with this new normal that we're operating in with the COVID-19 pandemic. Yeah. How have you and your fellow council members and your staffs been able to work and operate with all the different constraints and restraints, yeah, that have been popping up?
Well, compared to the other levels of government, here at the council, we've always had a skeleton crew. We've made sure that when we were all eligible for vaccination that we got vaccinated. The public, of course, are unable to come to our council meetings, but everything is via Zoom, mm-hmm. all of our neighborhood board meetings. At the moment, I do not allow anyone who is actually from the public come into my office, but I ensure that with regard to anyone who's in the county, that they're able, we still are able to do the people's business.
Okay.
And, you know, what I'm worried about is even if 100% of us got vaccinated, I don't want people to let their guard down. I feel that this is the new normal. And in fact, we still have to be vigilant because the vaccination is only going to last, they're telling us, about 6 months. But more importantly, I think the pandemic has woken us up, as well as the rest of the world, as to what's in store for the future. We have to look at the world with open eyes. And it doesn't mean that all of our dreams, all of our passions need to be postponed, but it just means that we need to be more careful, mm-hmm. and prepare and acclimate. So I've talked to a lot of people who, quite frankly, not only enjoy working at home, but for their bosses, don't believe that the effectiveness of the office has been hurt.
Right.
And so, you know, I wish that was true for the amount of cars on the road, and that hasn't happened. But I just think that I have long believed that government can be more efficient all the way around, and the pandemic has forced us to become more efficient.
Okay. Yeah.
So we just need to make sure that we continue to do a good job, and if there are challenges where people may have lost trust by the public in certain operations, right? We're going through challenges with the Department of Permitting and Planning.
Mm-hmm.
So let's deal with it head on, right? Send a message to other employees who may be dabbling in corruption, that we at the City Council will not tolerate that in your agency or any agency, and that should be throughout our government, because it's so important for the people to have trust in their government. And if we have things like that, then how can they have that trust? Yeah.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So we got to do our jobs, and then we need to hold people accountable.
Okay.
And that's par for the course, right?
Okay. And you mentioned earlier, you know, how much pride you have that not only yourself but two other KS graduates in Tommy Waters, who's the chair, and Andrea Tupola, who's the floor leader, are also on the City Council. So, you know, obviously when you were running, you probably didn't have that as a top of mind. But now that you're deep into it, you're in the job, how much pride does that bring you, knowing that you're representing not only yourself, Native Hawaiians, but KS as well?
Well, I think it's pretty cool. And if you think about it, we represent all of Honolulu. And how cool is it to have three Kamehameha alumni and three Native Hawaiians leading the city and county of Honolulu?
Yeah.
It's a testament to me that while anyone who is listening, who's interested in public service, you know, I started again from a young age, and then I had to go through the internship route. There's fellowships that are available, but I just highly recommend that people, if they want to get involved in government, that they do so, because we all have three different routes in getting here.
Right.
And yet we're all in positions to not only help all of the people of Oahu, but of course our Native Hawaiian community, because when we help all people, we help our Native Hawaiian community as well. And of course that doesn't mean that we can't dabble with issues before the county that impact our community. I've been one of the strongest critics of both the state and county governments with regard to the disaggregation of data, right? I am a supporter of the city and county stepping up to the plate with regard to providing more grant opportunities for our small farmers, many of who are Native Hawaiians. And I'm hoping that I'm able to not only establish that grant program in this upcoming fiscal year, but get money. And of course, I similar to the state, mm-hmm. I am very worried about the city's ability to be able to sell public lands, just as the state has passed a law to require a two-thirds majority of the legislature to to allow for the state to sell our public or ceded lands. Mm-hmm. I would like the same replicated here. So there's different ways that we can dabble. Of course, I feel that everything that I do at the city council can help uplift our Lahui. But I also know that land is very important to us. So I would be looking to make sure that we can safeguard our Kuleana landowners. We could look at more opportunities for our Hawaiian farmers to actually not just get land, but also get some of the resources necessary to start up, especially the small farmers.
Right.
There's very, very, very little funding out there. Yeah.
Okay.
And again, right now we're dealing with just the pandemic recovery, both on the vaccination, ensuring that Native Hawaiians get vaccinated, making sure that they are eligible, that is a matter of equity, that Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islanders get the same access to individual relief and small business relief as all others in the state of Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. And I'm glad you brought up the farming, because I know Kamehameha Schools does a really good job of that kind of feeder program. We have the Mahi'i Scale Up now.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the past, we've actually awarded winners of the Mahi'i Matchup Contest with parcels of land to do their farming on. So that's really good that everybody's
and
on the same
page.
You
know, I was a former land asset manager for the Kamehameha Schools, yeah. 3 years, and I oversaw the Ahupua'a of Punalu'u.
Awesome.
And actually worked on an agricultural plan. So the way I look at it is land and water is so important, and the Kamehameha Schools, of course, can contribute to that, and you are. Where I think is lacking is people need a little kokoa. And I'm hoping that the county can do what other counties are doing and provide that kind of kokoa and supplement what the state and federal governments are doing. It is not enough for me to say, that's not your kuleana. Who said? Right?
Right?
So if there's any lesson for anyone who's listening out there, you're always going to say, oh, don't worry about it. It's not your kuleana. And the first thing I want you to ask is who said. And even after they give you an answer that you don't like, you will do your research.
Mm-hmm.
And you fight. You fight for our community and you fight for our farmers.
I'm glad you said that too, because you are a community fighter. I like how you phrased that when we were preparing for this podcast. And you've really built a career of doing that. So, you know, with that leadership role that you now hold, what are some of your goals that you hope to accomplish as far as a council member?
Well, as a council member, I chair the Committee on Housing and the Economy. So, of course, foremost on my mind is just helping with overall economic recovery. So we had the Federal CARES Act, and now we have the American Rescue Plan Act. And it's our job to make sure that the manner of how the funds trickle down from the federal government is done equitably, right? That no one is left behind.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one aspect of the committee's jurisdiction. But I think first and foremost is roofs over our head, right? Whether it be affordable housing or addressing our homeless issue, it disproportionately impacts our Hawaiian community. And I feel that we would not be doing our job here. Easier said than done. So my committee oversees the Department of Land Management, which is the similar to DLNR, Department of Land and Natural Resources for the state. And with Chair Waters and myself, we are doing an assessment of all city properties. We want to increase production of affordable housing units on those properties.
Okay.
I held a hearing for the Hawaii delegation to update us on the rescue plan. I would like to see the federal infrastructure bill coming down to have a sliver of funding to provide affordable housing infrastructure for affordable housing projects, right?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I also believe that during that inventory assessment, affordable housing impacts all levels of income, including our homeless community. And I would like to see more efforts both for temporary and permanent housing for our homeless community, as well as transitional programs to help uplift them so that we can get them into the workforce, get them into education, whatever is necessary, or the trades,
right?
Working with nonprofit organizations to uplift them. So there's a lot to do, but I am emboldened by what I have worked on these last few decades, and I'm a believer that if you want to affect change, you can. And I've been blessed to be able to work on a lot of issues, and I am channeling all of my energy right now to the city council to help Chair Waters and floor leader Tupola help improve basically the quality of life for all of the people of Oahu.
Okay.
And of course, indirectly our Hawaiian community.
Great. And on that note, you know, not only are you doing that great work, but you're also serving as a role model for other Native Hawaiians and aspiring OEV leaders, whether they're, you know, young keiki in high school or even career professionals. So what would you say, you know, is important as a role model, in addition to the great work you're doing, to impart on those that are looking up to you that way?
The first thing I would say, and I didn't learn it until I was in my late 20s, when I kept on comparing myself, oh, if I did this, I'd be better off. Never, ever let anyone, no matter what your age, have you compare yourself to others, question your self-worth. No matter what your station is in life, whether you had mentors or not, all you have to do is believe in yourself, know who you are as a Native Hawaiian, no matter where in the world you live. And once you have that and you set your mind to what you want to achieve, again, whether it be career-wise, in education, culturally, right? Mm-hmm. Don't let anyone dissuade you. And if you ever have any question, please look for mentors. I didn't have very many mentors in my life. My parents, of course, were two of my mentors. But beyond that, I think I was too scared all my life to ask for help. And now I go out of my way because I wish that my life was a little easier. When you look at my career, everyone's like, whoa, it must have been, it's all calculated and life was smooth for you. And to the contrary, I had to fight for every job I've ever been given.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go out of my way to help those who need guidance because I can.
Right.
And I want them to feel that they could achieve whatever they want to achieve. So my best advice is listen to your gut instinct and just follow your path, no matter where it takes you. Yeah.
Okay. That's great, Manao. And as we wrap up this edition of Kupiko Podcast, what are some maybe last words of wisdom? You know, that was great what you just said, but wisdom or encouragement that you have for our listeners and viewers who may be interested in public service or like you said, fighting for the public. I want to be part of that process.
Great question, because except for working at the Kamehameha Schools, my entire life, 30 plus years, has been dedicated to public service. And so I guess I just want to let everyone know that through public service, I have been able to affect change on a multitude of fronts, including justice for our people. Mm-hmm. It's all relative. What is justice for our people, right?
Right.
And I feel that whether it be Native Hawaiian specific issues or issues that deal with Hawaii's economy or affordable housing or homelessness, directly or indirectly, everything touches our people.
Mm-hmm.
So public service is one of the most effective ways for us to be able to help people. I highly recommend it. Again, if anybody ever wants to just talk story with me, give me a call. I'm here for you, but talk story with people who are in the field. Internships are very helpful. Fellowships are helpful. But even if all is said and done and you don't have the opportunity, just go for it. That's my best advice.
Okay.
Don't be scared.
Awesome. I like that. And for more, if you enjoy this podcast, not only Esther, but Tommy Waters and Andrea Tupola, we're doing a feature story on the trio of alumni who are on the city council for the next Imua magazine. So stay tuned for that. Probably late May, it'll reach homes, and early May for the online edition. So I know I'm looking forward to writing it, and I think our fellow alumni are looking forward to reading it. So that's great. And then also stay tuned to the Kamehameha Schools social media channels. And like I mentioned earlier, the Imua newsroom, www.ksbe.edu. All your KS news is there. So any last words, Esther, before we wrap up today?
No, just thank you so much for, you know, profiling us and giving us an opportunity to amplify our voice. with three alumni here, I'm hoping that we could live up to the expectations. I think all of us individually have worked very, very hard to get here. So I think combined, we can even work harder for the people.
Awesome. And on that note, for Esther, I'm Kyle. Take care and aloha.